Lord, we are thankful that you love us and that you've given us your word.
主啊, 我们感谢你, 那爱我们, 然后赐给我们你的话。
We are sorrowful to have to say that we don't understand it as well as we should, and we don't always obey it the way we should.
我们抱歉地说呢，就是说我们并不是说，我们本来应该理解的那样去理解，也并不是说是按照我们本来要做的那样照着去做去顺服。
But Lord, you have promised to teach us by the power of your Holy Spirit.
记住啊，您的应许，通过您的圣灵的大能来教导我们。
And you've promised that the Holy Spirit will help us obey what we learn.
所以您的应许了，圣灵会帮助我们顺服我们学到的。
And so we pray that you will help us this afternoon to be led by God and then be obedient to him.
所以呢，就是主啊，我们现在就祷告，今天下午呢，您会带领我们，由神带领我们，就是去顺服神。So
Lord, we pray now that you'll help us this afternoon. We commit ourselves to you.
所以主啊，我们祷告呢，就是今天下午您会帮助我们，我们把自己交给您。And
we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们的祷告就是感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Well, we were, we've been studying, and we're right now at the death of Jacob.
所以我们现在在学习呢，现在呢就是雅各的死学到了。And
the funeral procession has taken place. They've gone up to bury him in the land of Canaan. They've come back.
因为那个葬礼已经进行了，他们把他带到迦南地呢，把他埋葬了，然后他们现在回来了。And
then we've got the sad story of Joseph's brothers.
所以我们呢，就是听到了约瑟的那些哥哥们的伤心的故事。So
verse 15 then says, when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, perhaps Joseph will hate us and may actually repay us for all the evil which we did to him.
第15节说，约瑟的哥哥见父亲死了，就说呢，或者约瑟怀恨我们，就必定照着我们从前待他一切的恶报复我们。So
they sent messengers to Joseph, saying, before your father died, he commanded, saying, thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
第16节、第17节，第16节说呢，他们就打发一个使者去见约瑟，说：“你父亲未死，已先说，你们要对约瑟这样说。从前你哥哥恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶。现在求你饶恕你父亲神之仆人的过犯。”他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。So
do you think that the brothers, that Jacob actually told the brothers this? Or do you think maybe that the brothers made it up in order to get Joseph to love them?
因为你认为就是他们的父亲约就是雅各真的说过这个话吗？或者说是雅那个约瑟的哥哥们编造出来的，为呢以便让那个约瑟去爱他们呢？
What do you think?
你怎么看？
I kind of think that they made the story up. I don't think that Jacob told them to say that.
我倾向于说呢，他们是编造的这个话，而我不认为雅各说过这样的话。I
think the problem was that Jacob understood what forgiveness was. Joseph understood what forgiveness was. The brothers didn't really believe it.
所以呢，就是我认为这个问题是呢，雅各知道呢宽恕是什么，那个约瑟也知道怎样去宽恕他们，但是他们的那些哥哥们，他的那些哥哥们却不相信他。It's
true that people in our day could say, I know God forgave me, but I don't really believe it.
所以呢，这在我们今天呢，也有人说呢，我知道神会饶恕我的，但是我却不相信。
And so, as I mentioned to you many times, the two great sins of people in the world are, they say, sin is not that bad and God is not that good.
所以呢，我以前也跟大家提过，在这个世界上呢，最大的两项罪呢，一个呢，他们认为呢，就是说罪并没有那么糟，神并没有那么好。
But Joseph was big enough, good enough, kind enough to forgive his brothers.
但是约瑟却是足够的伟大，足够的友善，足够的有爱去饶恕他的哥哥们。
And it's wonderful, God is good enough and big enough to forgive us.
所以这个非常奇妙的呢，神呢，他也足够的伟大，也足够的有爱饶恕我们。
So I think the end of verse 17, Joseph wept when they spoke to him. I think he wept because he said they don't really understand forgiveness.
所以呢，有认为在第十七节结尾是约瑟就哭了，因为约瑟哭的原因是呢，他的哥哥们真的不理解宽恕、饶恕到底是什么。
Then his brothers, verse 18, also went and fell down before his face, and they said, Behold, we are your servants.
第十八节，他的哥哥们又来俯伏在他面前说，看哪，我们是你的仆人。
And so, verse 19, Joseph said to them, Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. In order to bring it about to, as it is this day, to save many people alive.
第十九节说，约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？以前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的，要保全许多人的性命，正如今天这样。
Now therefore do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them.
第二十一节说呢，现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的孩子。于是约瑟向他们说仁慈的话，安慰他们。
It almost reminds you, doesn't it, of the story of Peter when he had betrayed the Lord and when the Lord met him after his resurrection.
所以这个总是让我们想起，是不是呢？当彼得使徒彼得呢不认主三次以后，那么说呢，在主复活以后，他再碰到彼得的时候说的。
I think Peter probably said in his own heart, "The Lord could never forgive me for that terrible sin."
所以我认为呢，彼得内心在想呢，有可能呢，就是说呢，主耶稣永远不会饶恕他犯的这样的罪。
But in fact, the Lord was gracious and did forgive Peter. And the Lord was gracious through Joseph to forgive the brothers. And the Lord is gracious to us to forgive us.
但是呢，事实上呢，主呢真的是蛮有恩典，他饶恕了彼得。那么主呢，也通过约瑟呢，蛮有恩典的饶恕了他的哥哥们。同样呢，主也蛮有恩典的饶恕了我们。
All right, so 22 now. Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's household, and Joseph lived 110 years.
第二十二节，约瑟和他的父亲的家都住在埃及，约瑟活了110岁。
So how long did Joseph live in Egypt?
约瑟在埃及住了多久？
Well, he died when he was 110.
在110岁的时候死了。
How old was he when he went to Egypt?
他呢去到埃及时候有多大？
Answer 17.
答案是17岁。
How long did he live in Egypt?
在埃及呢住了多久呢？
93 years.
93年。
Okay, that's a pretty long time.
Okay, 这是一个非常长的时间。
I presume he became pretty well acclimatized to Egypt after living there for 93 years.
所以呢，我呢假设呢，他在那个就是埃及住了这么多年呢，他就有很可能埃及化了。
But though he'd been there for 93 years, he didn't lose the perspective that he had when he was a teenager in Canaan.
所以呢，尽管他在埃及住了那么久，那么说呢，他仍然没有失去他当时呢在住在迦南时候的他的那样的思想。
So verse 23, Joseph saw Ephraim's children to the third generation. The children of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were also brought up on Joseph's knees.
第二三节，约瑟得见以法莲第三代的孩子，马拉西的儿子马吉的孩子，也在约瑟的膝上被养大。
So they would have been Joseph's great grandchildren.
他们呢，就是应该是约瑟的重孙子。
Again, this whole book has been a book about families, hasn't it?
你再一次这整本书呢，都是关于家庭的书，是不是呢？
God loves families.
神爱家庭。
And to be perfectly frank, I'm going to be happy when I get to heaven. I'm going to go up and introduce myself to my grandparents and my great-grandparents and my great-great-grandparents, and I'll tell them that I know a little bit about the stories of them, but it's going to be nice to meet them.
你这个呢，非常坦率的说呢，当我去了天堂以后呢，我就会把我自己介绍给我的爷爷，我的太爷爷，太爷爷的太爷爷，就是说告诉他们呢，我知道一些关于他们的故事，但是呢，就是说是跟他们面谈是更好的一件事。
Joseph loved his family, we love our families. That's the way it should be.
约瑟爱他的家人，我们也爱我们的家人，这是事情应该有的样子。
And Joseph, verse 24, said to his brothers, I am dying, but God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land to the land of which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob.
第二四节说呢，约瑟对他的弟兄们说呢，我要死了，但神必眷顾你们，领你们从这地上去到他起誓所应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各之地。
You've noticed it, haven't you? In the Bible, the promises are always about a bright tomorrow.
所以呢，你是不是已经注意到了呢？在圣经里的就是说是应许总是应许一个光明的明天。
Without the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, there is no hope.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督不是你的救主，那你就没有任何的希望了。
And so, Joseph is dying. He says, listen, my hope is I'm going back to Canaan.Your hope is the Lord's going to take you back to Canaan. Don't despair. There could be difficult days, but we're all going back to Canaan.
所以呢，约瑟呢，他要死呢，他基本上说呢，我死了以后呢，我要回到迦南去。那么呢，你们将来呢，也要回到迦南去。那么说呢，你们如果在这里呢，不要绝望，也许有一些困难时期，但是主最终呢，会把你我呢，都带回到迦南地区。
So it's true, isn't it? The Christian is never without hope.
所以这个是不是个事实呢？那么基督徒永远不会没有盼望。
He has hope in the miraculous intervention of God in this life.
所以他盼望在今生神呢会用神奇的方式干预。
He has hope in the resurrection of the future. So both in this life and in the life to come, the Christian has hope.
所以呢，基督徒同样也盼望复活。那么说呢，同样呢，基督徒在今生和来世都会有盼望。
So, I guess I find that very encouraging.
我发现这个非常的有受鼓励。
Verse 25, Then Joseph took an oath from the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here.
第二十五节，约瑟叫以色列的孩子们起誓说：“神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里搬上去。”
So how do you prove that you have hope in the future?
你怎样去证明你在将来有盼望呢？
So Joseph says, "Well, I can prove it. I want you to embalm my body and keep keep my bones and carry me when you go out of this land. I want you to carry me up with you to Canaan.
耶稣说呢，我可以那个去证明，我要你们保存好我的骸骨。当你们从这个地回到迦南地的去的时候呢，要把我的骸骨带着和你们一起回去。
His father had been buried in Canaan. He said, don't bury me here. Take me up with you. Bury me in Canaan too. But you don't need to do it right now. I want to go with you. When you go, I want to go with you.
所以他的父亲雅各呢被埋在迦南地。约瑟说呢，那么我现在死了，我也不想埋在这里。只是说呢，现在呢，你不一定要把我带回去。那么说呢，我要和你们一起。当你们所有人都回去的时候呢，要把我的骸骨带上去。
So, verse 26, Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
第二节说呢，约瑟死了，活了110岁，人用香料将他熏了，把他放在棺材里，停在埃及。
All right, so that's how that book ends.
所以这是这个故事结束怎么样的？
It begins in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth.
这本书呢，开始，那就是说是开始说呢，起初神创造天地。
And the book ends in a coffin in Egypt.
所以呢，这个本书的结束呢，是在一个埃及的棺材里。
Kind of a dismal ending, isn't it?
这有点不是怎么好，是不是？
At the beginning, everything's wonderful.
在开始呢，每一件事情都很奇妙。
At the end, all you've got is a coffin in Egypt.
那终了呢，都全部在埃及的棺材里。
The thrilling thing is, the coffin in Egypt is not the end.
所以让我们感到激动的事情的是呢，在埃及的棺材并不是结尾。
So, it's true, when you get to the end of your life, you often think a lot about the end.
因为这个也是个事实，是不是呢？当你人生快要结束的时候，你通常呢会想到身后的事。
So, we used to have conversations around the table when we were eating, when my father was very old and dying.
因为通常呢，就是说是我们过去呢，在我们吃晚饭的时候，坐在桌子周围，当我父亲呢非常年纪大，快要死的时候，我们在有这样的谈话。
And just again, Todora and the others were just finishing up the very last word, the very last verse in the book of Genesis.
现在再次呢提醒 Dora 还有宗母上的，我们现在呢就是说是在学习那个创世纪的最后一节。
And so my father would often turn the conversation at the dinner table, and he would say to us,Norma, Harold, what is the last verse in this particular book of the Bible?
因为就是说是通常呢，我们的父亲呢会把话题转移到，就是说是在晚餐的餐桌上把那个话题转移到问我和罗马，说你们学习的这一本书的最后一节经文是什么？
And so we would say, well, the book of Genesis is easy.It's a coffin in Egypt. We knew that.
因为我们说的创世纪呢非常简单，因为是在埃及的棺材里，我们知道这一点。
But then he'd often ask us about the very last verse in other books of the Bible.
所以通常呢，他也会问我们在圣经的其他的书里面的最后一句经文是什么。
And usually we didn't know the answer, so we had to look it up.
通常呢，我们不知道答案，我们必须翻开去找。
But there are good endings.To a lot of verses, a lot of chapters in the Bible.
但是呢，在圣经里很多的那个书本里面呢，都有非常美的结尾。
Just look at the book of Psalms, see how it ends.
所以我们来看看诗篇，看最后一节经文是什么。
Psalm chapter 150.
诗篇一百五十。
You tell me whether you think this is a good verse. Psalm 150, verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
你们来告诉我，这一节经文是不是一个好的结尾的经文？诗篇150第六节说呢，凡有气息的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
What's the last verse in the book of Revelation?
那么启示录最后一节经文是什么？
It just takes me a long time to find these things these days.
现在呢要花我很长时间呢找出经文。
The last two verses are thrilling. He who testifies to these things says, Surely I am coming quickly.
因为最后的两节经文呢非常的令人激动。第二十节说呢证明这事的说是的我必快来。阿们你们既然如此耶稣来吧。
Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
阿们既然如此耶稣啊来吧。愿我们的主耶稣基督的恩典与你们众人同在。阿们。
That's a good way to end it all, isn't it?
这是一个很好的结尾，是不是呢？
How does the book of Malachi end?
马拉基书是怎么结尾的？
Malachi, chapter 4.
马拉基第四章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.And the children, hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.
第六节说呢，我们必使父辈的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父辈，免得我来以咒诅击打这地。
Aren't you glad that Matthew comes after Malachi?
你是不是很高兴呢？马太福音接着马拉基书了。
Aren't you glad that Exodus comes after Genesis?
所以呢，你非常高兴。那么出埃及记紧接着创世纪吗
？The Bible basically always says it, doesn't it? The best is yet to come.
所以呢，就是圣经总是这样说的，最好的还没有来。
And so you could read the book of Genesis and say, what a dismal ending. Here's this great man, Joseph, and all we know about him is he's lying in a coffin in Egypt.
因为你读完创世纪以后呢，你说这个是多么令人失望的一个结尾呢？那么约瑟呢，最终他终结在埃及这个棺材。
But a few chapters later, the Lord is going to take him up into Canaan, and all is going to be well, and it's his bones that are taken, but a beautiful picture of the resurrection that the Lord has indeed for us.
所以这个里面呢，就是说在后面的出埃及记的几章里面呢，就是说呢，主呢会把他的骸骨呢带回到埃及去，带回到那个迦南地去。那么这是一个我们将来复活的一个非常美的一个画面。
All right, so I said that there would be opportunity for questions. Do you have a question on the book of Genesis?
我说过，就是说现在有机会问问题了。任何人关于创世纪有问题吗？
我的问题是，为什么神在那个雅各和以扫没有出生之前就拣选了雅各，遗弃了以扫，然后为什么神在那个给马拿西和以法莲祝福的时候要剪刀手
？So her question is why before Jacob and Esau before they were born, the Lord choose the Jacob forsaken Esau, and also that why Joseph bless Ephraim and Manasseh, he just cross his hand.
All right, now Ian, these questions come from your focus on Calvinism.
所以现在你这个问题是出于你对加尔文主义的那个看法来的。
That's where your questions come from.
这就是你的问题来的。
And you are not to be talking about that because we've told you that position is wrong.
所以你不能谈论这个事情，我们告诉过你。
No, yeah. Don't need to turn to the passage. I have told you that you are not to be teaching that. You're not to be asking questions like that in public. Calvinism is wrong. And Yin.
所以Yin，你不能去凡圣经，你不能去找你要找的那些经文。那么说呢，我们告诉过你，你不能公开去教导你这样的事情。 你同样也不能在公开场合问这样的问题，因为加尔文主义是错的。Your
position is you must listen, you must obey.
所以你的现在的位置是你必须要听，你必须要顺服。Now
I have answered both questions for you before.
所以你那两个问题我在前面已经回答过你了。You
have got to learn to listen to answers.
你必须要学会去听答案。
Now you may say, I'm sorry, Harold.
所以你现在可以说对不起, Harold.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for?
那你为什么抱歉呢?
I don't know. Because I, 为什么我不可以问创世纪里的问题啊?
他说了，他已经回答过你问题，你为什么还要问？他给你答案了。All
right, now I'm going to have to explain this situation to all of you, and Yin is going to have to listen.
所以现在呢，我要跟大家呢，就是解释为什么有这样的问题。那么说，Yin，你必须要听答案。There
is much in the world today, which is called false doctrine.
所以当今在世界上有很多称之为那个伪的教义。And
16th Avenue Gospel Chapel does not teach false doctrine.
所以呢，在我们第十六届福音教会，我们不教导伪教义。We
have a responsibility, according to several verses in Scripture, Deuteronomy 12, saying that you're not to follow how other people serve God, don't listen to them. In Proverbs, the book says, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the paths of knowledge.
所以呢，我们在圣经里呢，有很多的这样的经文教导我们，特别是在《生命记》里面说呢，我们不要去模仿其他的那些人，他们怎么样去假的服侍神。同样在真理营里讲到，就是说是你要停止。 停止去学习那些错误的教义，以免我们就是跌倒。So
we will not listen to, we will not study false ways.
所以我们不会去听，也不会去学习那个错误的伪的东西。We
don't have classes here that say this is what is wrong with this religion. That religion, the other religion, we study what is right with the Bible.
我们并没有一堂课说我们在这里学习，这个宗教是什么，那个宗教什么，这个宗教错，那个对了。我们在这里学习的是我们学习圣经。So
Ying, sorry, not Ying, but Ian has spent several times with us. We've talked about these matters.
所以呢，我们找到谈了好几次，就是谈的就是关于这个问题。But
the instruction to her was that she is not at liberty to teach the position or the questions about the position. She's not at liberty to teach them.
所以呢，现在我们给她的那个指导是呢，就是说呢，她呢，不能就是有这样处在这样的位置去。 教导关于他现在所学习的这些东西，他也不能通过他现在学习的东西向我们提问。And
in general terms, I have answered both those questions for Yin before.
所以呢，总的来说呢，其实他刚才提出的两个问题，我已经在过去回答了他。Now
we will meet with you, Yin, privately. and talk about them again, but you must learn to listen.
所以呢，因为我们今天这堂课结束以后，我们要私下再找你谈，但是你要学会去听。
But you don't raise questions like that in public because people might say, you got a very good question.
所以你不能在公开场合提这样的问题，因为有些人可能会说呢，啊，这个问题好像提得很好。
Now, I apologize to all of you for this situation.
所以呢，我为这样的出现这样情况跟你们所有的人道歉。
So, take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter 20. Let me find it here. It's taking me a while to find it. It's the chapter about Jacob and Esau, about Isaac and, yes, Jacob and Esau. Where is the birth of Jacob and Esau? You help me. It's not somebody will help me, please.
What's the key verse?
The key verse is that the Lord says, two nations are in your womb.
25:19-34.
25:19. All right.
Try that.
All right. It's 25:23.
所以第25章第23节，创世纪。
Yin's question was, why does the Bible say that before the children were born, the Lord said the elder will serve the younger? Is that the question, Yin?
So her question is the Lord chosen Jacob and forsaken Esau.
Chosen Jacob and forsaken Esau. All right. Verse 23 says,
你先
别说话，等他讲。
Okay, verse 23 says, the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
您现在应的问题是主为什么拣选了雅各，遗弃了以扫。他刚才加就是说出生之前，那么说呢，现在第二十三节创世纪第二十五章第二十三节说，耶和华对他说，两国在你胎内，两族人要从你腹中分别出来，这族人必强于那族人，年长的必服侍年幼的。主为什么要这么说？
Now maybe many people say because it says at the end the elder shall serve the younger, that means that it was predestined that that Jacob would be saved and Esau would be lost.
因为有些人说呢，就是最后一句话说呢，那么说呢，年长的要比父是年幼的。他们说呢，这个就是说是已经预定了，那么雅各得救，那么以扫失丧。
And it has nothing to do with the individuals because it's two people, two nations that are in your womb.
所以这个不关乎个人的事，这个里面讲的是两族人、两国在你胎内。
The predestination here is not a predestination to salvation for individuals, it is a predestination of nations for the future.
所以这个就是说是你这里的预定，并不是预定某个人的救恩，而是预定就是特别的那个国家在将来要发生的事情。
It says the elder shall serve the younger, and in the life of Jacob and Esau that never took place.
所以这个时候年长的必服侍年幼的，所以在雅各和以扫的人生中从来没有出现这样的事情。
But in history, the nations of Esau have served repeatedly. They served the nations from the Israelites that came from Jacob.
所以呢，在历史上，那么说呢，以扫的他的族人和他形成的国家是在不断的服侍以色列，就是说从雅各他这里出来的以色列这个国家。
So this is a precise prophecy.And it has been fulfilled precisely, and it does not teach that God chooses some to become Christians and others not to become Christians. That's not what is being taught.
这是一个特别的精准的这个预言，也是非常精准的，那么说呢，就实现了。那么说这里呢，从来没有教导过神选择某些人成为基督徒，选择某些人不能成为基督徒。
Now, Ying, my problem is that that is exactly what I told you last week.
所以呢 ,Ying, 我现在的问题是呢，这是我跟上个星期二下午跟你讲的一模一样的话。
And I'm not sure whether you listened today or last week.
我不是很确定上个星期你有没有在听，今天你有没有还在听。
So I apologize. Are there any other questions on Genesis?
所以我抱歉，那么是在创世纪里还有任何其他的问题吗？
就是在创世纪二十一章二十二节和二十六章二十六节，就是亚基米勒跟他那个军长跟亚伯拉罕已经立过约了，然后到了二十六章二十六节的时候，他又跟那个。就跟那个以撒又再立了一次约。
二十六章多少节？
二十一章的。
我知道，第一个是二十一章，第二个呢？
是二十六章的二十六节。
二十六章二十六节。
二十六章二十六节和二十一章的二十二节。
OK， 但你的问题是，他已经跟他立过约了，为什么？
不是，就是二十一章二十二节是跟他跟亚伯拉罕立的约。
啊。
然后呢，到二十六章二十六节的时候，又跟以撒又立了一次约。就是他们不知道他是亚伯拉罕的儿子，或者说如果知道了，就是说父亲立的约跟儿子立的约是，就是要分别立，即使同样的事情也要分别立约嘛，我就是这意思。
二十六章二十六节没有说立约，亚比米勒从他的朋友们。
对，二十六章是以撒和亚比米勒嘛，然后二十一章的那个什么是？别是八之约，就是亚伯拉罕和亚比米勒和他的军队。
OK， 我知道你意思。So her question is in Genesis chapter 21:22. Genesis chapter 21:22 says, "And it came to pass at that time, the Abimelech and the Phicol, the commander of the army.Spoke to Abraham, saying, God is with you in all that you do. So, her question is, Abraham and Abimelech, they made a covenant here.
Right.
So, that means that the covenant, they already have the covenant. Now, then, in Genesis chapter 26,I think from verse 26, then Isaac and made a covenant with Abimelech also. So her question is, if they, their fathers, they already made a covenant, why their sons still need to make a new covenant there?
Very simple. Abimelech didn't keep the covenant.
他说这个非常简单，因为亚比米勒他没有守约。
He was a liar.
他是个撒谎的。
You don't need to keep a covenant if you keep the covenant. But if you don't keep the covenant, what are you going to do next? So Abimelech said, and there may have been more than one Abimelech, but the fact is that Abimelech did not live up to the terms of the covenant.
因为如果你不遵守那个约，那么说你一定的约也没什么意思。他后面讲的呢，就是说是，我不知道有几个亚比米勒，但是呢，前面那个亚比米勒呢，他根本就没有遵守他们所立的约的那个约。那么说呢，这里要重新立约。
这个亚比米勒是不是跟那个是一个人？
他不确定，他刚才说。
你说的也是亚比米勒跟腓哥，然后第二个26章26节还是亚比米勒跟腓哥。
Yeah, so, she said that Abimelech is the same Abimelech in verse 22 because.
Well, I'm just not sure. There may have been more than one Abimelech.
他说他不是很确定，因为这里有可能有多一个的 Abimelech， 因为这里那个军长跟那里的军长不是一个，在英文。
也是一个名字，都是叫腓哥。
The
same Abimelech and the said the captain is Phicol.
Phicol, yeah. Phicol was the captain.
The same two persons? No.
It could have been the same two persons. It may have been, a different one. In the book of Kings, there's more than one Ben-Hadad. I think Ben-Hadad had a son whose name was Ben-Hadad. Something like Harold Summers. Okay.
所以他说，也许名字是同名，但是不一定是同一个人。在列王记里有好几个 Ben-Hadad， 就像他自己，他们家就有好几个 Harold Summers。
I answered the phone one day. The man said, "Who am I speaking to?" I said, "Harold Summers."
一天呢，我接电话，那个人说呢，我在跟谁讲电话？我在跟谁说话？他说是 Harold Summers。
He said that can't be. He died 10 years ago.
他说不可能，他十年前就死了。
I said, "Oh, that's my father."
我说那是我的父亲。
Okay. So, I think, Sharon, the problem is that if you make a covenant with someone who tells lies, you've got a problem.
所以他跟先生说呢，我认为呢，就说是。如果你跟一个说谎的人订个合约呢，那你就会出现问题的。
So if you made a covenant with a man whose name is Donald Trump，
如果你和那个川普订个合约
，Okay， and you go to Donald Trump later and say， you know what you signed， you signed right there。
所以你去找川普，你说你知道你签了什么字吗？你怎么签了字的
？And what would Donald Trump say？
那川普会怎么说呢？他把那个合约一撕，扔到废纸篓里。
Okay, it's all over the world. Always was, always will be.
所以这个世界总是这样的，总是在发生这样的事，总是出现那样的事。
还有，可不可以问早上的一个问题？就是讲的启示录的那个，可以吗？还是
可以，可以，你问。
就启示录，他今天讲到了21章那个新耶路撒冷，我想问一下，这个新耶路撒冷是在地上的是吗？
Yeah, so,
就是我们将来被提到天上之后，然后还会一直在又回到地上来是吗？就整个新耶路撒冷，将来我们的永恒是在地上过，是这个意思吗？
Okay, 我问他。So this question is from the last session in this morning.
Okay, okay.
So her question is because you mentioned Revelation chapter 21.
Yes.
There's a new Jerusalem.
Yes.
So her question is this new Jerusalem on earth? Or if that is on earth, then when we're raptured into heaven, that means that we will come back to the New Jerusalem on earth. And spend eternity on earth, New Jerusalem, is that correct?
Well, I'm not really sure.
但是我不是很确定.
I think that the New Jerusalem will be on earth in the millennium, but I'm not sure. It might be in the eternal state. I don't know that we're told precisely.
他说呢，我不是很确定那个新耶路撒冷城呢，在千禧年的时候呢，会是在地上。那么说呢，在永恒里有没有这个耶路撒新耶路撒冷有没有带到永恒里去？圣经里并没有告诉我们，所以我们不是很准确的知道。
那是新耶路撒冷是在千禧年之后了，是吗？
So she said that the New Jerusalem is after millennia. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes, but I'm not 100% sure, Sharon. I think there are some who have some reason to say that the New Jerusalem might be in the millennium. I don't really think so.
所以呢，他就是呢，我不是很确定 ，Sharon， 就是有些人呢说呢，就是说是那个新耶路撒冷城有可能不在千禧年，但是他不这么认为。
因为你看21章第2节说，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，所以我说这句话能力提升，这是在地上嘛。但是如果在地上，彼得又说，就是那个到等到那个什么的时候，就第三章就说又世界上一切有形的物质又全都消灭了。就我觉得是不是地球也都没了？
So she said in chapter 21, Revelation verse 2,
yes,
said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
Yes.
So she said, if the New Jerusalem coming down, that is coming down on earth, but in the second Peter,
三章十节跟十二节。
Second.
彼得后书三章十节跟十节到十节。In Second Peter, chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, that says,
but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat, both the earth and the works that are in it will be burnt up. So she said, if everything was burnt up, then where is the New Jerusalem come down on?
Okay, well, these are good questions. And I appreciate them. I don't know that I know all the answers, but I take it that it's this, that.
他这是好的问题呢，但是呢，我谢谢你的问题，但是呢，我不知道我是不是准确的知道所有的答案，但是我可以说。
Revelation 21 says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. Peter says that there will be, the old earth will be put away, and a new heaven and a new earth will come.
所以呢，启示录第21章说呢，我看见新天新地。那么说彼得呢，他讲的是那个旧的天地会失去，然后呢，新的天地会来。
And so, when there new heaven and new earth are there, out of the new heaven will come the New Jerusalem, and the New Jerusalem will be on the new earth.
所以，当新天新地来了以后呢，在天上呢要降下新的耶路撒冷城，那么新耶路撒冷城呢就会落在新的地球上。
And the question is, where will you and I be?
问题是你我在哪里？
And the answer to that is simple.
答案对那个是非常简单的。
We will be with Jesus.
我们会和主耶稣基督同在。
Okay. And when he's on the earth, we'll be on the earth.
那他在地上呢，我们也在地上。
And when he's in heaven, we'll be in heaven.
他去到天堂呢，我们也去到天堂。
And so people sometimes say to me, where will you live? Will you live in the new heaven or the new earth?
有些人呢，有时候会问我说：“那你住在哪里呢？你住在新天呢，还是新地呢？”
And I say, I think I will commute.
所以呢，我认为呢 ，I would say commute.
Commute means I'll go back and forth. I live in my house. I work at the office. I commute back and forth. If I was living in Vancouver and working in Calgary, I would commute.Okay, so I'll go back and forth with Jesus.
他说呢，我会来来往往的。我因为就像我工作一样的，我在我的公司呢，回到家里，在家里去了公司。那么说呢，在这个时候呢，我会跟主耶稣基督一起从天上新天来到新地，新地去到新天。
对，因为刚才看到这个二十一节的经文之前，我一直以为我们的天是放在天上。你当时看的这个降在地，我就咦，怎么又跑到地上了？所以我就刚想了这么一个。
So, she explained that why she asked this question.
Okay.
Because before you explained to him, even before today, she thought we will be in heaven, but.When she saw these words in Revelation 21, this is the New Jerusalem will come down. So she said, should we be in heaven? Why should the Jerusalem come down? So after your explanation, she understood it now.
Well, frankly, it's a good question because we don't know all the answers.
他说呢，坦率地说的，这是个好问题，因为呢，我们并不总是知道所有的答案。
How many heavens are there?
这算有多少个天呢
？Right now there are three.
现在有三重天。
The first heaven is the atmosphere where the birds fly.
所以第一重天呢是那个大气，是那个鸟飞翔的地方。
The second heaven is where the stars are.
所以第二重天呢是星系所在的位置。
The third heaven.Is where God is.
所以呢，第三重天呢是神住的地方。
And the fourth heaven is the new heaven.
所以第四重天呢是新天。
Okay, and we don't understand very much.
因为我们呢就是了解的不多。
So, I'm going to give you the answer that my friend's father gave him.
所以我要给你们那个答案，就是我的朋友的父亲给他的答案。
His question was, "What will heaven be like, Daddy?"
他说：“爸爸，天堂会像什么样子呢
？”And his daddy said to him, "Robert, heaven will be just like you think it will be."
所以呢，他的父亲跟他说，他名字叫 Robert， 他说 ：“Robert， 天堂会跟你想的是一模一样的。”
Only better.
唯一的区别是更好。
Okay, we don't have to know all the details. It's going to be better than we could think.
所以呢，我们不没有必要去了解所有的细节，因为肯定要比我们想的要好得多。
Okay, I say I like that.
就是我喜欢这样。
这个。
So, go ahead, Vic, and then May.
Yeah. So, you have
Vic, you're next. And then May will be after that.
So, you first ask, then May will be after that. May picked the place. You first ask.
雅各最后给干儿子留下了遗言，这个遗言是不是就是一个预言，就是他们的命运是高不足的？他最后他那个地这个问题我似乎我问过孩子，但是也没得听清楚。
Okay, so,
就是
yeah, Vic's question is, when, Jacob, before Jacob died, he left words to his sons. Is that words, were prophecy?She said, he asked You about that question before, maybe you didn't make it clear.
I'm not sure that I made it clear. I'm not sure that what I was that I answered.
他的不确定你有没有讲清楚或者他有没有回答你就是我主要是针对这个第二十二节哈四十九章二十二节。OK。约瑟是多杰国子的侄子，在全袍多杰国子的侄子，他的枝条伸出床来。就是我读这段，最近不是学习那个列王记嘛？列王记这个那两个部族，一个是以法莲和这个拿阿西他的后代。 这两个部族呢，最后都消失，都找不到了。
So his question is mainly in chapter 49.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 49, verse 22. It's Genesis 49, verse 22 says, Joseph is a fruitful bough.
Bow.
A fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. So, according to this verse, just like Ephraim and Manasseh, is Manasseh?
That's right. Yep.
And Manasseh, they should be fruitful, but when we study that Kings in Sunday evening, that it looks like the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, they were disappeared.
They were what?
Disappeared.
They disappeared. Yes, they. Okay. So the question is. Was Joseph a fruitful
bough?
And the answer is yes.
当然是的。
Was there a time when there was problems in the house of Jacob, Joseph?
所以呢，在那个约瑟的他的那个家里有没有那段时间出了问题呢？
And the answer is yes.
当然是的。
So this Genesis 49 is a prophecy.
所以呢，创世纪49章是预言。
But it doesn't mean that every child born into the family of Joseph will be blessed of God in that way. I guess what I'm saying is that prophecy, when it is to a nation, does not mean that every person and every time that nation will benefit from the prophecy.
所以他说的意思呢，就是说是那么说呢，这是个预言。那么说预言呢，这就并不，如果是这个预言是对约瑟家族的，并不是说是在那个家里出生的每一个孩子。所以他想讲的意思呢，就是说，就算是对于整个国家的这样的预言。 并不等于就是说是在这个国家里出生的每一个人，或者在国家里的每个人都会因为这个预言受益。
I don't know how to answer it. Many prophecies were given to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and the other tribes. They did not all become fulfilled at the same time.
因为我不知道怎么回答你这个问题，但是说呢，那个赐给那个就是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各、约瑟他们的那样的应许，并不是说是在每一个时间、每一代人身上都同时去实现。The
prophecies given to Israel are not all being fulfilled today.
所以赐给以色列的这样的预言，今天并没有全部都实现。
Israel is in the land in part, but they do not have all the land, and they do not believe God in the land. So part of that prophecy is fulfilled. It will all be fulfilled one day, but not all fulfilled yet.
他们当今的拥有那片应许之地，但是他们并没有拥有全部的他们得到的应许之地。那么说呢，他们在那片土地上的以色列人呢，他们也并不是说是相信神。那么说呢，就说是以色列人对以色列人的预言呢，部分实现了，但是并没有全部实现，但终有一天要全部实现的。
那就是说，在最后前些年，或者是那个时候，就是以法莲这个部族和马拉西亚这个部族，还要回来吧？还要回来？Yeah, so he said that
means that in millennia, the tribe of Ephraim and Manasseh, they will come back. Is that correct?
I'm not sure precisely when these prophecies will be fulfilled. They may have a short-term fulfillment, a medium-term fulfillment, an eternal fulfillment. I'm not sure that Jacob tells us all of those details.
所以他不是很确定这些预言呢是什么时候实现，但也许在短期内实现。 也许在中期内实现，也许在永恒的实现，但是在这里呢，那个雅各说预言的时候呢，并没有告诉我们所有的细节。Okay,
May, I think you're on.
你现在能卖了？哦，我其实就是对《创世纪》就有一个疑问，但是现在我觉得有了答案的，我不知道对不对。 所以我想跟长老说一下，就是在创世纪16章的12节。你等一下啊。嗯。So
she said she had a question about Genesis, but she thought she already had the answer.
Good for you.
But she's not sure. So. She want to tell you tell her that if she is correct, that is in Genesis chapter 16, verse 12.
就是那个，还有49章，就是对这些儿子们的预言。这里面呢，就是你看他12节说，他为人像野驴，手要攻打人。原来我就觉得那神给他的这个。 是不是性情就不好，然后给那个以撒的就好，包括后面49节预言的，那有的儿子就是好，有的儿子就不好。但是现在我突然觉得呢，其实每个人都是罪人，只不过可能神是把他们这些不好的给他们列出来了。那不好，就是罪人的其他的特性，包括以撒呀，包括其他人，可能都有神没有把他列出来。但是只要我们相信神，只要我们悔改。 我们也不，那个神的旨意一定会让我们成为，就是他的，得到新生，成为一个新人的，是不是这样子的？那我就没有，就是说像什么都没有关系了。神对每个人都是完美的计划。
Okay. So she said in Genesis chapter 16 verse 12 said he should be a wild man. That is. Maybe this, his character is not good, but that means the Lord just list some bad men there, just like in Genesis chapter 49. This is when Jacob tell that prophecy. Some of his son, their characters are good. Some of them they are not. He said maybe she said maybe because the Lord just show us some bad people there, just like us. We are all sinners, but just like if we believe the Lord, No matter we have good characters or bad characters, if we believe that we all will get saved, is that correct?
Anyone can be saved if he believes in the Lord, yes.
这个是的，如果任何人相信主呢，他都会得救。
All right, so this particular prophecy talks about the character of Ishmael.
所以这个特别的这个经文和预言呢，谈到的是以实玛利。
And it says, this is how he is going to act and how his posterity will act.
所以这告诉他呢，他的行为是什么样的，他的后人将来的行为会是什么样子。
So it was Ishmael that sold Joseph into Egypt, wasn't it?
所以呢，是以实玛利把那个约瑟卖到埃及去，是不是呢？
It was Ishmael's family that sold Joseph into Egypt.
所以是玛利的家人把约瑟卖到埃及去了。
So Ishmael himself was, we don't know too many things about him, but this is probably true of him. He was that kind of a person.
所以呢，以实玛利他本人，我们对他了解的不多，但这里描述的呢，也许他就是这个性格的人。
So the question is, and I'm not sure whether it's your question or not, but some people ask the question, did Ishmael have any chance?
所以呢，我不确定是不是你的问题，但是有些人有这样的疑问。那么呢，以实玛利有没有机会得救呢？
Or was it that when Ishmael went out and behaved like a wild man, somebody said, Ishmael, why are you a wild man?
或者说呢，就是以实玛利出去像个野人，那么有些人就问他说，以实玛利，你为什么行为像个野人呢？
And Ishmael said, oh, I can't do anything about that. God made me become a wild man because he told me I was going to be a wild man. So it's all God's fault.
他说呢，哦，我不知道，因为呢就是说是啊，神告诉我是个野人，我自己呢做不了什么，所以呢因为我他说了我要成为个野人，所以我今天像野人呢都是神的错。
So whose fault was it that Ishmael was a wild man?
那么以实玛利是个野人是谁的错呢？
It was Ishmael's fault.
是以实玛利的错。
Okay, so remember the verse in Romans chapter, I'm not sure which one it is, 12, I guess, maybe 8, but it says, for those he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. God's foreknowledge comes before his predestination.
那罗马书你都不确定是哪一章，或者是八章，或者是哪一章，他说呢，将那些他预先神预先知道的他就预定了，那么神呢通过他预先知道的知识他预定了一些人。
So remember, God sometimes knows ahead of time what you're going to do, and therefore he might take some action, but you can't blame him for the action. He might give a reaction to what he sees to be your action, butWhat you do is not God's fault. What you do is your fault.
所以呢，就是说是神呢，他早就知道了某些人他会去做什么事情，所以他有可能预先呢告诉，或者说呢，神呢在这个人身上产生一些行动，或者说呢，他因为你的行动神在你身上产生一些行动。但是呢，如果你做错的事儿，你不能说是神的错。
Now that may answer your question or not. You better
Yes.
give your question again. Did that answer it in part?
Yes, you answered my question. Yes.
Thank you.
所以他说那就是 May, 他不知道有没有问他回答他的问题。May 说那 Harold 已经回答了他的问题。
对，我的疑问就是到底是预先神就预先设定，还是预先知道？那现在其实是神是预先知道的，所以这个就解释了我的问题。
Yeah. So, she said, her question was that God predestined first or pronounced first. So now you explain to her that God pronounced them predestined.
All right, that's Romans chapter 8, verse 29.
这里呢就是说是啊，罗马书那第八章二十九节。
For those he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Foreknowledge comes before predestination.
所以这个第二九就是因为他预知的人就预定效法他儿子的形象。
And the predestination that is mentioned in Romans 8, verse 29, is a predestination to character, not to salvation.
所以这个呢，就是说是这个预定，预定是出现在罗马书第八章二十九节，它是预定去你的品格，并不是预定你的救恩。
Okay, so we were all those who become Christians, those that he knows will become Christians, that's okay, but those who are Christians, he predestinates us to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That is God's plan for you in salvation, for me in salvation, that we all be like Jesus.
所以呢，这个呢，就是说是像我们这样已经成为基督徒的或者说神知道他们将要成为基督徒的那个那些人的他们有好处。那么说呢我们这些都要成为基督徒的人神预定我们要去效法他儿子的形象而不是说预定谁得救谁不得救。
Now back to verse 28, seeing as we're open in Romans 8.Verse 28 says, go ahead, Roy.
所以我们回到那第二十八节，因为二十八节这么讲的。
It says, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
所以第二十八节说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
So this verse says, what is the outcome? What's the expectation of the person who knows God and who loves God and is called?
所以这个里面这一句经文告诉我们，就说那些呢，就说是被招的那些爱神的人，那些认识神的人，他们的那个结果会是什么呢？就是这样出现的结果，或者说是他们神希望他们成为什么样的人呢
？So if you know God and if you love God, then God will has called you according to his particular purpose for you.
所以呢，如果你认识神，你爱神，那么神呢，按照他的旨意呢，招你有特别的目的。
All right, we'll try one more question. We haven't got into Exodus yet, but if there's another question, we'll do another question.
所以现在我们还没有来到出埃及记，出埃及记那么呢，我们还有时间，我们会继续接受提问。那么说呢，大家有没有关于这方面的问题呢？
我要问一个问题，就是那我们是因信基督耶稣称义呢，还是靠我们的道德行为来称义？
是、The question is, we are saved by faith or by works.
Why would you ask that question?
你为什么要问这个问题？
因为你刚才说，人的道德行为是好的，道德行为是神给的。那雅各也是个罪人啊，他也没有什么好的道德行为，为什么神
Because you said God gave somebody good characters and good works. So, but she said that Jacob is a sinner. Why God choose him?
Okay, so you don't understand me very well.
所以那时候我跟你说的话你不懂。
Okay, that question comes right out of Calvinism.
所以这个问题又是出于加尔文主义。
That question comes.
你
That question comes right out of Calvinism, and you are not to be.
不是来自。
没，你听艾瑞的讲，听艾瑞的讲，你不要听，你不要说话。
是来自你刚才说的。
对。你听艾瑞的讲。
Yeah. So, you just.You've got to learn to obey him.
所以你要学会去顺服，因为你的问题是恰恰是加尔文主义宣扬的。
Now the answer is very simple. It's Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 and 10.
所以呢，答案非常简单，在以弗所说的第二章的第八到十节，大家可以翻到那里。
Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 and 10.
所以以弗所书第二章八到十节，大家可以翻到那里。
It says, For by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Salvation is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is not by works.
所以第八节说呢，你们得救，借着恩典，也是因着信心，并不是出于自己，而是神的恩赐，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。这里讲得非常清楚，你得救是因为在主耶稣基督里的信心，你信主，不是出于你的行为。
那这个信心是来自何方呢？谁给的呢？是我们自己生出来的信心。
So, she said, where is that faith come from? Who gave us that faith?
Okay, now Yin, you don't listen to me. I've told you that you are not to be promoting Calvinism. That question comes right out of Calvinism, and you know it. And you've read Calvin and you've listened to Calvin's answer. And Calvin's answer is wrong.
所以他说印，你根本就没在听我讲。因为呢，你问这个问题呢，它恰恰是加尔文主义他们所提出的问题。你心里非常清楚，你这个问题是出于加尔文主义。我告诉哥，你不能讲这个，因为你如果是从加尔文主义出问题，你同样从加尔文主义找答案，所以他们加尔文主义的答案是错的。
And I am offended.
我感到被冒犯了。
You were rebuked privately on at least two occasions not to be asking questions like this, and you were rebuked twice in this meeting not to be asking questions like this. You're going to be meeting with me in 10 minutes. You can ask me the question again, again, again. But you are not to do what you are doing, Yin.
See, that rule, then, you, then, we.私下里就是说是以最少的，就是说责备了你两次，说你不能再公开问这样的问题。那么说呢，今天呢，至少你又被责备了两次，你还是坚持问这个问题，所以你根本就没有在听 Herb 说，所以你必须要学会顺服耶。
The answer to the question is.The faith that we have comes because our Father draws us. No man can come to the Father except the Father draw him, and the Father draws everyone. He is the light that lights every man that comes into the world, and I have repeated that to you on many occasions.
所以呢，答案呢是非常简单，这个信心来自于我们的天父，他吸引我们，他吸引我们呢，就是说是我们的天父吸引了在这个世界上的每一个人，而且啊，我们的神是这个世界的光，他光照着每一个世界上每一个人的内心。所以呢，我一直就跟你重复过，在很多不同的场合跟你重复过这个答案。
Now the question is, where does the faith come from?
现在问题是信心从哪里来的？
The Lord Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
所以我们主耶稣基督说呢，凡劳苦重担的人来到我这里，我会赐给你们安息。
And he either means all of you can come, or he's telling a lie.
他或者说呢，你们任何人，所有人都可以来，或者说他说谎。
And he says, you can all come, but you can only come if I call you and I give you the faith to come. And that's absolute nonsense. When he says you can all come, he means you can all come.
所以呢，主耶稣就是说，你们所有的人都可以来。那么说呢，他如果说呢，哦，又说你们所有的人都可以来。那么说呢，他说呢，又说呢。只有我呼召了你，或者说呢，我给你信心了，你才能来。这个没有任何的道理。
Now remember, the Bible says that it is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to Him. And He allows all to come because He draws all. And the people who don't come, it's not God's fault, it's their fault.
所以因为圣经说那神的旨意是让人人得救，他啊他不愿一个人沉沦，愿要人人人悔改。那么神呢，他吸引了所有的人来到这里，那么说呢，他给所有的人信心来到这里。如果某些人不来，那不是神的错，是他们自己的错。
Okay, 5 minutes, any other question?
所以五分钟，还有没有其他的问题？
All right, let's finish up in Exodus chapter 1.
所以我们来先开始出埃及记第一章。
Exodus chapter 1.
出埃及记第一章。
It says, now these are the names of the children of Israel which came out of Egypt. Every man...And his household came with them. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already.
所以这个呢，刚才他读的出埃及记第一章一到五节。出埃及记第一章说呢，以色列的孩子们各带着家眷和雅各一同来到埃及，他们的名字记在下面，有流便、西缅、利未、犹大、以撒卡、西布伦、便雅敏、但、拿弗他利、加德、雅舍，凡从雅各而生的共有70人，约瑟已经在埃及。
All right, and now back to the book of Revelation, and we'll just read at the end of Revelation.A couple of verses, and we'll be finished today.
所以呢，我们今天来到了再翻到启示录的最后的几节经文。那么说呢，今天我们会读这几节经文呢，来结束今天的学习。
All right, and so I'm going to have to get you to help me find the verse again. But it talks about the fact that the gates. Where is the verse about the gates of the city of New Jerusalem?
所以呢，现在我们呢
Here we are.
Yeah.
Verse number 12. This is the New Jerusalem.
所以呢，大家翻到启示录第21章第12节，这里是呢关于12支派的名字，这是新耶路撒冷城。
Verse 12 says the city had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates.And at the gates, 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates. on the north three gates, on the south three gates, and on the west three gates.
第十二节说呢，有高大的墙，有十二个城门，城门有十二位天使，城门上也写着以色列儿女十二个支派的名字，东边三个城门，北边三个城门，南边三个城门，西边三个城门。
So the book of Exodus is all about the 12 sons of Joseph, of Jacob, rather.
出埃及记呢，就讲的所有的是关于雅各的十二个儿子的故事。
And God's blessing was upon them.
所以神的赐福降临在他们身上。
And there were many difficulties along the way, but when you get to the New Jerusalem, those 12 names are still there.
所以一路上呢，有很多艰难的时刻，但是呢，当你去到新耶路撒冷城在启示录的时候呢，他们十二个支派全在那里。
God was gracious to all 12 tribes, and their names are on the gates to remind us of the grace of God.
所以呢，神呢对那个以色列的十二个支派呢蛮有恩典，他们的名字都写在十二个城门上，这样呢让我们想起神的恩典。
So the question is, how do they get to the promised land and to the New Jerusalem?
所以现在的问题是，他们怎样去到那个应许之地，去到新耶路撒冷城呢
？And we're going to get to that. In that's what the rest of the Bible is all about.
所以我们也马上就到，但是呢，那个就是圣经所要讲的所有的关于的。
All right, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we're thankful for all your goodness to us.
所以主啊，我们感谢您对我们所有的美善。
We thank you.That the promise of God is still the same, whosoever will may come.
所以主啊，我们感谢呢，就神的应许仍然是一样的，任何来的人。
Lord, may each of us come.
主啊，愿我们每个人都来。
May each of us have a zeal toward God to encourage others to come.
所以呢，愿我们每个人都有这样的热心，去鼓励其他的人也来。
We thank you that you are a God who is gracious.
我们感谢您呢，您是那一位蛮有恩典的神。
You are a God who answers prayer.
您是那位回应我们祷告的神。
And Lord, we need much your answers to prayer.
所以主啊，我们需要更多的关于您对我们祷告的回答。
So we just pray your blessing now. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the truths of God.
所以主啊，我们现在需要您的帮需要您的赐福。我们感谢圣经，感谢神的真理。
Help us to understand and live, we pray.
帮助我们去理解并且活出来，我们祷告。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.